بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, my dear brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, a very dear friend of mine asked me a question and he said that is it permissible to travel to or move to another country from the one in which you were born or live in order to better your for the benefit of your material needs. I mean, let me put it that way, for the benefit of your material needs. Now, he asked me for my opinion. This is not a fatwa. I am not giving a ruling on this. Anyway, I'm not a mufti and I don't give rulings. I cannot give rulings. But I'm sharing with you my understanding from what I have learnt from my teachers. First is to say that when something is not prohibited, then it's not prohibited. It means it is permitted. And since going to a different country in order to trade, in order to do business, in order to benefit from the markets in that place and so on and so forth, all of this was done by the Sahaba, was done by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself, where he went on trading caravans, and so did the Sahaba. And so therefore, if somebody is going to some place to trade, to do business for employment and so on, definitely it is permissible to do that. Will that increase his sustenance? Will that increase the sum total of his earnings, his wealth? Again, my understanding is, no, it will not do that. Because what Allah has written, Allah has written. And this will not increase or decrease because of your geographical location. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb of the entire universe, not only of this earth, and definitely not only of some country or the other. So therefore, what Allah has written for you, you will get. On the other hand, however, you might want to go to some place because of different living conditions, working conditions, because of the beauty of the place. For example, if somebody asked me which would be my choice of residence to live in, I would say New Zealand. And not only because Jacinda Ardern is the Prime Minister, but because it's a very beautiful country. Whatever I know about the Kiwis, they are absolutely wonderful people. It's one of the most beautiful places on the face of the earth. And it has absolutely fabulous climate, beautiful climate. It also has, in terms of the laws and rules, in terms of things like medical insurance or medical aid and so on and so forth, it's one of the best places to live in. It's one of the safest places to live in. So if I had a choice, I would like to move to New Zealand. Somebody might say, and Alhamdulillah, I've had the opportunity and the benefit of living in Saudi Arabia and Jeddah for a whole year and a little more. And obviously, if somebody says, would you like to live in Jeddah? Would you like to live in Medina, Makkah? Obviously, the answer is yes, because of the proximity of the Haramain or Sharifain, and so on and so forth. So, different countries, if somebody says, would you like to live in Kruger Park? Yes, absolutely, 100%, number one choice. Give me a rendezvous in one of the resorts in Kruger, and I'm more than happy to spend the rest of my life living in there. Safe also from crime because I'm surrounded by lions. The point is that why would you want to move? And then the question also was asked to say, well, the way society is, there is so much of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so much of promiscuity, so much of shamelessness, and so on and so forth. So in terms of raising children, then what, you know, what is the best place to live in? Now, that's a different angle to this question. And that angle is, in terms of the atmosphere, in terms of the surroundings that you are providing to your children. So, as I told you, as far as the earning capacity is concerned, accumulation of wealth is concerned, really it makes no difference, because no matter where you are, what Allah has written for you, you will get it, inshallah. But as I told you, in terms of other conditions and so forth, you have the choice to move to a place which is best for you. As far as creating an atmosphere around your children which is conducive to Islamic values, to teaching them Islamic values and so on. You know, there was a time, and the question that was asked to me also was in that language, to say the difference between the West and the East. What I would like to say is that, yes, indeed, there was a time when there was a difference, a marked difference between the West and the East. And that time, however, is long gone. I think that time was, the last of it was my childhood. And if I say my childhood, I'm talking easy 45 years ago. So 40 to 45 years ago, there was a distinctive difference between the West and the East. But that difference has gone. It's no longer there. There is West is no longer a geographical direction or a geographical location. The West in terms of culture, the West in terms of values, the West in terms of influence is now global. It's everywhere, right? And you don't have to look very far. Look at yourself. Not when I'm saying yourself, I mean you as an individual. Like, illa mashallah. Every single one of us, we are in the same boat. And that is that we judge ourselves by Western, so-called Western, within quotes, standards. Take in every single way. Define your success. How do you define somebody's success? Do you define it in terms of their adab, their akhlaq, their manners? Do you define it in terms of their knowledge? Do you define it in terms of their culture, their behavior? Do you define it in terms of their piety? Or do you define it in terms of their, within quotes, net worth, meaning how much money they claim to have, what possessions they have, what kind of car do they have, what kind of house do they live in? Which is your standard? So today, that is the standard no matter where you live. And that is precisely my point, that the West, and this is only one parameter. I mean, I don't want to waste your time and my time by listing all the parameters. You know the parameters. I'm asking you to do this as an exercise and sit with your family and say, what are our standards? What is the standard of success? What is the standard of good behavior, for example? What kind of, aspirations do we have? What kind of goals do we have? How many of us have an aspiration to read such and such a book? How many of us have an aspiration to be able to write poetry? I don't mean the way people write poetry today. People just write basically bad prose, but they write it vertically instead of horizontally, and they think it is poetry. I mean, that is nonsense. The poetry has rules. Poetry has a way of writing things, and it's not just rhyming. It depends on what kind of poetry you write. There are different rules for different kinds of poetry. So how many of us have that? For example, as one of the one of our aspirations, I want to write good poetry, right? So let's sit down and do that exercise, and you will know what I'm saying. Now, Tomorrow, inshallah, we'll talk about the solution for this. But today, I just want to leave this with you and say, sit down and do this analysis, do this exercise for yourself, and say, my values as I am now, are they more Western or Eastern? And by Western or Eastern, I don't mean that in any negative way. I mean Western as in what we used to think of as Western, which is more materialistic and so forth, and Eastern as in more rooted in Islam and culture and whatnot. I'm submitting to you that division itself was false, and I think it is now in our faces. So let's take a look at that, assess it for yourself, and then decide going forward what to do, inshallah. Tomorrow we'll talk about that. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.